Well, file number 12. Rich people think both. Poor people think either or. Rich people live in a world of abundance. Poor people live in a world of limitations. Of course, both live in the same physical world, but the difference is in their perspective. Poor and most middle-class people come from scarcity. They live by mottos such as, there's only so much to go around, there's never enough, and you can't have everything. And although you may not be able to have everything, as in all the things in the world, I do think you can certainly have everything you really want. Do you want a successful career or a close relationship with your family? Both. Do you want to focus on business or have fun and play? Both. Do you want money or meaning in your life? Both. Do you want to earn a fortune or do the work you love? Both. Poor people always choose one. Rich people choose both. Rich people understand that with a little creativity, you can almost always figure out a way to have the best of both worlds. From now on, when confronted with an either-or alternative, the quintessential question to ask yourself is, how can I have both? This question will change your life. This doesn't just pertain to things you want. It pertains to all areas of your life. For example, several months ago, I decided to purchase a vacation home in Arizona. I scoured the area I was interested in, and every real estate agent told me the same thing. If you want 3 bedrooms plus a den in that vicinity, you're going to have to pay over $1 million. My intention was to keep my investment in this home under $1 million. Most people would have either lowered their expectations or raised their budget. I held out for both. I recently got a call that the owners of a house in the exact location I wanted, with the number of rooms that I wanted, had reduced their price by over $200,000 to under $1 million. Just another tribute to the power of intention. Poor and many middle-class people believe that they have to choose between money and the other aspects of life. Consequently, they've rationalized a position that money is not important, at least not as important as other things. Let's set the record straight. Money is important. To say that it's not as important as any of the other things in life is ludicrous. What's more important, your arm or your leg? Could it be that both are important? Happiness is important too. Again, here's where poor and middle-class people get confused. Many believe money and happiness are mutually exclusive, that either you can be rich or you can be happy. Again, this is nothing more than poor programming. People who are rich in every sense of the word understand that you have to have both. Just as you have to have both your arms and your legs, you have to have both money and happiness. Here's another major difference between rich people, middle-class people, and poor people. Rich people believe you can have your cake and eat it too. Middle-class people believe cake is too rich, so I'll only have a little piece. And poor people, well, they don't believe they deserve cake, so they order a donut, focus on the hole, and wonder why they have nothing. I ask you, what is the use of having your cake if you can't eat it? What exactly are you supposed to do with it? Put on your mantle and look at it? Either-or thinking also trips up people who believe that if I have more, then someone else will have less. Again, this is nothing more than fear-based, self-defeating programming. The notion that the wealthy people of the world have and are somehow hoarding all the money so that there's none left for anyone else is preposterous. First, this belief assumes that there is a limited supply of money. I'm not an economist, but from what I can see, they just keep printing more of this stuff every day. The actual money supply hasn't been tied to any real asset for decades. So, even if the wealthy had all the money today, tomorrow there'd be millions, if not billions, more available. The lessons are clear. First, money does not get depleted. You can use the same money again and again for years and years and thousands of different people. Second, the more money you have, the more you can put into circulation, which means other people then have more money to trade for more value. Put bluntly, if you're so worried about other people and making sure that they get their share, as if there is a share, do what it takes to get rich so you can spread more money around. If I can be an example for anything, it would be that you can be a kind, conscious, loving, caring, generous, and spiritual person and be really frickin' rich. I strongly urge you to dispel the myth that money is in any way bad or that you will be less good or less pure if you are wealthy. My friends, being kind, generous, and loving has nothing to do with what is or isn't in your wallet. Those attributes come from what is in your heart. Being pure and spiritual have nothing to do with what is or isn't in your bank account. Those attributes come from what's in your soul. To think that money makes you good or bad, one way or another, is either-or thinking. And just plain programmed garbage that is not supportive to either your happiness or your success. It's also not supportive to those around you, especially to children. If you are that adamant about being a good person, then please be good enough not to infect the next generation with the disempowering beliefs you may have adopted. If you really want to live a life without limits, whatever the situation, let go of either-or thinking and maintain the intention to have both. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, I think both. And touch your head and say, I have a millionaire mind. Here are your millionaire mind actions. 1. Practice thinking of and creating ways of having both. Whenever alternatives are presented to you, ask yourself, how can I have both? 2. Become aware that money in circulation adds to everyone's life. Each time you spend money, say to yourself, this money will go through hundreds of people and create value for all of them. 3. Think of yourself as a role model for others so they can witness the combination of being kind, generous, loving, and rich.